What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your host, and from the Red Hot Real Estate Group with RE/MAX Results, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good to see you. Also, great to see our friend from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Phil Olson.
Morning.
Hello. As we move into the show today, I know that we wanted to start with some, hey man, we are full swing holiday season. Are you guys ready? Did you go buy your turkeys or your hams or whatever for Thanksgiving out there already?
You know it.
Okay, I figure because you're very like proactive about that stuff. So,
well, yeah, you know, there's been a shortage of things. You know,
oh, fair enough. So you do have to plan ahead. So Phil, are you gonna cook yourself this year? What are you doing?
Of course, I'm doing the whole thing.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
And I got my turkey for free because I bought a ham. I got the ham. I got the turkey.
What is this?
That was at the grocery store. That mine too. If it's like you buy the ham, you get the turkey.
Oh yeah, you got a nice Hormel 41 pure ham. At Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee. You guys are not my friends. Yeah. I thought you were.
Next time I'll snap a pic and
you're
I'll tell you.
You're holding out on the specials? Hy-Vee?
It's a good one. Hy-Vee. It's like, and
is it still going on?
It's still going on. Yeah, I was there this morning.
Mimi, if you don't have a turkey, I think I got some old frozen thighs, chicken thighs in my freezer. Will that work for you?
Listen, you just get out of the studio right now.
But I was at the Hy-Vee this morning before I came in to do the show, and the sign is still up. So if you want to go in and get yourself a ham and a free turkey, go get it.
Who wouldn't want to get a free something?
Exactly. Okay, right? Free is always great, which is, you know, we don't get to talk about that very often. Before we get into talking about what's going on with the market, though, I do want to get Phil's NMLS number out there for everyone, please.
NMLS 238-103, company NMLS 3029, Cross Country Mortgage.
And Free kind of leads us into what's going on out there, especially with, you know, if you're trying to move towards home ownership, it is one of the places where you sit there and go, how can I save myself some money? There are some quality ways to save yourself and to maximize your investment and what you get at home. And then there's some other things like trying to be your own realtor and a bunch of those things. I'm like, you're really just costing yourself money. There's nothing's free as far as that goes. That's just a headache, right?
I'm sorry. I'm so not focused on real estate right now.
Are you still thinking about turkey and ham?
I am still at a loss. My mind is just going, neither one of them told me.
Clear it all up. You can come to my cabin.
Yeah, no.
You and Eric can come for dinner. And there you go. That's all handled.
I'm not cooking the full thing this year. All I'm doing, I'm only responsible for the mac and cheese, but I'll make an extra pan for you. And you can have that, Mimi. So I'll give you a pan.
Oh, girl.
That works? Yeah. Because I'm only responsible for one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not talking to y'all right now. I'm just going to talk to everybody
else.
No listening.
Amends. No amends can be made now because we didn't tell you about the free turkey opportunity.
Man, my heart's hurt. Anyway, real estate. Yeah, that's what we do here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show is real estate.
Exactly.
Okay, here's what we got. Our new listings for the month of, for the week ending November 6th. This is according to the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. They give us the best stats over there. I just got to give a shout out to them. Our new listings decreased 4.2% to only 1,217. This is for the whole metro, y'all.
Okay.
And pending sales decreased 6% to 1,178. Our inventory overall decreased almost 15% down to 7,640 homes for sale in the whole 16 county area.
Now that seems incredibly tight, but seasonally, does that kind of make sense?
You know, I can't even talk about seasonality in the pandemic world that we're in because things are just not necessarily
normal. There is no seasonality.
Gotcha. It's just right now is just as busy as it was in the spring.
Right.
It's amazing. Right. Mm-hmm. Our median sales price increased almost 8% to $340,000.
Wow.
Days on market down 22.9 to 27 days. That's the time that you list it to the close date. That is warp speed, Phil, right? In your world, you like to see a 30-day window is your preferred window or longer, but you don't get it anymore.
Sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. I mean, I closed here 3 months ago. I closed a house in 16 days.
Okay. Oh my heavens. Let's talk about that in 2 seconds. So, our percent of original list price that our sellers are getting is 100.3. This is an average. So Sellers are, when somebody says, you know, would you think they'll go lower? Well, stats say that they won't.
Right.
Stats say that they're getting 100% and more. And our month supply of homes for sale went down almost 18%. We're still hovering at 1.4 months of inventory when a normal market is between 5 and 6 months.
Right.
So that is our stats for the day. Phil, what's your update on mortgage?
Mortgage rates, mortgage rates and bonds here over the last week have been fairly flat. We're staying in a very, very tight, narrow range. Mm-hmm. We did see it is rates go up slightly after the Federal Reserve spoke. And then after we got out the CPI index, which we talked about here last week, that right. came in at 6.2. Unfortunately, I actually think here over the next couple months, we could see the CPI index go as high as 8 or 9%.
And we were saying the consumer price index?
That's yeah. mm-hmm. consumer price index. So mm-hmm. just think about it. It's called inflation, folks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Prices are going to go up higher. I mean, it's crazy. I was looking at something in California. People are paying $6.36 for a gallon of gas.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
It's mm-hmm. bananas.
And that leads me to one statistic that I'm going to bring to the table. The average price of a newly listed home in the last year has climbed 32.6%. And get a load of the following. New York, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Los Angeles, prices have increased 43%.
Over the last year?
Over the last year.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's over the list price.
Okay.
So, in other words, if a house was being sold, and we'll use an easy number, $300,000.
Yes.
What is 43% of $300,000? Well, 50% would be $150,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can probably say about $127,000 on top of $300,000. That $300,000 that's selling at list is actually selling for $427,000.
Now, one of the interesting things, like I'm gonna use this example. So I have a used car, and so I went in to have some repairs, and my mechanic was talking to me about how, well, you could sell it for more than you ever would have sold it before.
Yep.
But are you really going to net anything off it, because the other things that you'd be buying be equally as important? How does that equate to what we're doing with housing? Like, so yeah, my house that I bought in 2020 is technically worth more money, but how do you make the right decisions on, am I refinancing? Am I this, or am I looking for another property? How are people navigating those decisions right now?
Well, you know, so there's lots of things that are going through my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends. You know, you can leverage that, especially if you're moving down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, okay. If you're wanting to right size and get something smaller, you sell it, you take your equity, you buy something smaller. But I would suggest that you talk to Phil and me
right.
about the buy first, sell second strategy,
okay.
which we will talk about a little bit later in the show. But, you know, the hardest part right now is for folks to find what they're looking for.
Right.
And many, many people feel that they're compromising in what they really want. And that's the hardest part to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
We're all still stuck in the mindset that, you know, buyers are very particular.
Yes.
And so you should be mm-hmm. to a certain extent. We can only show you what we know is available in the market.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, I don't have a magic wand. Wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
Phil?
Yeah, and one of the things I'm seeing, and it pertains to what Mimi's talking about, is I'm having buyers that are now going new construction.
Yes.
But here's what they're hearing. You're going to have to wait a year.
Yes.
To get the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, the cost that we're quoting at $450,000, there's specific verbiage in the contract that says the prices can go up for no reason whatsoever,
because materials might go up,
materials, gotcha. Labor, mm-hmm. All that type of stuff. So literally I've got three clients that have had their contracts retooled. They are beyond upset,
right?
And guess what? Here's what the builder is saying. Well, you gave me $10,000 earnest money. If you don't want the house, fine. Back out of the contract. We're going to keep your 10 grand mm-hmm. and we'll just sell it to somebody else.
Right.
So for those folks that are thinking about going into new construction, I would strongly encourage them to be talking to Mimi and maybe looking at pre-existing, because pre-existing is a much better buy. And the other thing is, when you talk about people downsizing, they don't necessarily have to downsize.
Right.
If we're talking money-wise. So let's just play this out. We sell a $500,000 home.
Right.
But then we decide to live in rural Minnesota, northern Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Well, guess what? You can actually get more home, more land at a cheaper price. And guess what? Now you can keep more of your money that way.
Right.
Which then you can roll into some type of other, maybe an IRA investment or something like that. So for those that are saying, if I'm going to sell, I'm going to lose money on the buy side, that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
100%. And I'm seeing people go further outside the metro than I've ever seen in the whole time I've been licensed. And when I say out of the metro, I'm talking an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right.
And people are just looking for affordability wherever they can find it. And they're also looking, you know, it's not just, so I'm going to move to the boons and just, you know, homestead away. They're also looking to be adjacent to services, especially the aging population. They need access to health care that is close enough where if they had an emergency that they could actually get there in a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
Phil?
Here's the other thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing people buying fairly big homes and then they're renting out their basements.
Right. That makes sense.
I tell people, you know, that home of yours can make you money in so many different ways.
Live there and cash flow at the same time.
100%.
But what people don't understand is if they're going to do that, they can't qualify with that rental income when they purchase the property.
Gotcha. So you can't presume that you're going to do that. If it's that kind of, you know, if it's a duplex or something else where you know that, then you can do that?
Unless you can show that you've done it for 2 years prior.
All right.
So if you did it prior in another property, yes, then that can count.
All right. Gotcha.
Well, when we come back, we're going to continue talking a little bit more about this. And we're going to talk about some bank programs that maybe you have not heard of before.
All right. You can also be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Call us at 651-641-1071 with any of your real estate related questions. We'll be right back here on My Talk 1071. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group over at RE/MAX Results, and also our friend Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage, reminding you it's a great day to call in if you've been sitting on any of those real estate related questions. If you have kind of an odd scenario that you're like, who can help me with it? Mimi and Phil are the perfect people to help you with the scenario. The number is 651-641-1071. And we were just talking about how sometimes you went through a situation where you got a no, and maybe especially over the last year, you're one of those people that you're like, I was ready to buy a house. I wanted to get out there and start looking, but then I went to go get financing and they told me no.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. We have cooked up the best possible Christmas special.
Correct.
Oh man.
Yes.
Okay. So Phil, the wizard, is going
to
offer this for all of our listeners just through the end of the year though. Anybody who's received a denial,
loan denial,
and you were stopped in your tracks, if you meet with Phil in person, and show your denial,
and you still want to get a house,
through the end of the year, if you meet with him, he's going to offer a $100 Visa gift card.
Yes.
So those are the specifications. If you've been denied, spread the word. If you know people who've been denied, Phil will give you the second opinion and a $100 gift card. Those are the parameters. So be sure and call and meet with him.
Hopefully, we don't want to say guarantee because you don't know everybody's scenario. But Phil, you are great at going, well, you got a no from them because of this reason. Here's what my company can do. Here's what Cross Country Mortgage can do for that person. So there may be a yes.
And that's going to kind of lead us into kind of a subject that we're going to talk about for the next 10, 15 minutes. And that's what's called non-QM.
Okay, and QM is?
It's a quality mortgage.
Gotcha.
Under Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you have to meet their specific guidelines, which means it's a quality mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
what is a non-QM loan? A non-QM loan is a loan that's held internally in-house.
Okay.
That does not meet Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's guidelines.
And a lot of companies don't do those, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So some companies will call those a portfolio loan.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So where they have to, it doesn't meet standards, they do it internally.
Correct. Now, understand with those type of loans, one of kind of the criterias we're really like to see with a borrower is we either have a big down payment or we have high reserves. Those are really key. Of course, credit needs to be good. And guess what? I've gotten a non-QM that will go all the way down to 620. But then maybe the borrower's putting 35% down. All right. So non-QM loans, they don't meet the specific guidelines of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, VA, FHA. Mm-hmm. We have other internal programs.
Okay.
One of the big hot issues here, specifically over the pandemic, has been the increased guidelines on self-employed borrowers. Now, a standard rule of thumb with a self-employed borrower is you have 2 years of personal federal tax returns. You're not behind on your taxes. Mm-hmm. You've got 2 years of self-employment returns.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, we have to be able to see that you're making money in the business.
Yes.
Okay. I have a loan going right now with a borrower. The rate is 3.875%. They would have had 3.125%. So it's higher by 0.75%.
Okay.
But in this case, when you take a look at the tax returns and the business returns, they don't make any money because they've written everything off.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what we do? We take the full year's business bank statement.
Okay.
And we take and add up all their deposits. All right. And you take 50% of that number. So in other words, they brought in $150,000. Well, guess what? We have $75,000 to qualify them on. Whereas when you go to their business returns and their federal returns, they only have $25,000 to qualify on. And now because we can use $75,000, and oh, by the way, we can use the wife's income too.
Okay. And as a self-employed person, that makes a big difference, you know, for me, where I'm going, well, there's a reason why I'm trying to look like I didn't make any money. Those are legitimate deductions, you know, that now, I'm like, I'm not trying to game anybody.
Now there's another little kicker to this.
Mm-hmm.
So the client's going to say, well, my rate is high. Okay. I get it. Here's what we do at Cross Country Mortgage.
Okay.
We will automatically give you a free refinance a year from now. Now, when I say free refinance, we will cut all our fees.
Okay.
We can't cut everybody else's fees.
All right.
But we can refinance you once you become a conforming loan or once you become that standard good jumbo loan.
Okay.
We then take it out of the portfolio.
Okay.
And now we can drop your rate. And oh, by the way, we help so many more people with our non-QM products here mm-hmm. to get into houses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially now when that rate is so high. I'm not the rate. The average housing price is so high. So, you got to go high.
Now,
can you use that for a second home, that program?
Can you use this for a second home?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Now here's another kicker. We have a 12-month program and we have a 24-month bank statement program.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? That means if we can use 24 months to qualify your income, you get a better interest rate than the 12-month program.
Wow. Okay. So think about that. Think about when you were looking for your house, Ms. Shannon.
Yes.
That would have changed your world.
Exactly.
Would it not?
That was the things that the parameters of what I could have looked at are so much wider.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what's happening? Let me just announce it. I'm going to Florida right now. I'm getting on the plane. I'm going.
But the downside, though, mm-hmm. is understand as rate goes up,
okay,
debt to income ratios go up.
Gotcha.
Which would have then, understand a higher rate of 0.5% is really not a big deal, folks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With the understanding, we can come back and make it better once you become that a QM loan.
Right.
Wow. Where are we going to shop? You and me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, we could shop lots of places.
We but got I mean, three self-employed people standing in this little bitty room.
Right. Now, how often do these, when you have a program like this, let's say that I still need like some time to plan. Is it that I give you a call now so I can go, okay, here's the program that we have now. Let me prepare for it. And if it's not available, there might be something similar with cross-country mortgage in a year if I still need time to get my down payment together or something else.
But I don't see these programs going away.
Okay.
But what I always tell people is prior planning prevents a poor performance.
Right.
The five P's.
Yes.
And guess what? Maybe we are looking at a QM loan, mm-hmm. but maybe your situation can then become a conventional straight in 3 months.
Right. Fair enough.
We've got options.
All right.
We've got options.
And we are going to discuss more of those options when we get back. You can also be part of the show. Call in, get more information on how you can also get that $100 Visa gift card by going in and seeing our friend Phil from Cross Country Mortgage. We'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also want to remind you that you can get that free $100 Visa gift card if you have been denied for a mortgage in the last year and you want a chance to go ahead and get into that home, possibly. Here's a good way for you to do it. Set up that free consultation with Phil Olson over there at Cross Country Mortgage. Let him know you heard about it here on the show. Bring in that paperwork about how you got denied, and then he will go ahead and sit down with you and possibly get you into the home of your dreams, but also get you that $100 Visa gift card just for coming in and meeting with them and getting a second opinion.
100%. And don't delay. I know the holidays are here and we're all having tryptophan, but 12th,
don't procrastinate.
The end of the year is the deadline for the giveaway. So, perfect. Phil, I am so excited about these exotic programs that we're talking about mm-hmm. because it opens up so many options for people who may have thought that they didn't have these options. So there's another really good program called the Asset Qualifier Program. So let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. So I'm going to talk about the Asset Qualifier, but here are the advantages of the what we call the non-QM products. There's additional programs.
Mm-hmm.
They're exception friendly.
Okay.
Meaning that if the loan looks really good, but there's a little piece that we don't like,
right,
we can probably get an exception on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We accept lower FICO scores, meaning lower credit scores. We accept higher loan to values. We accept higher debt-to-income ratio limits.
I was just going to ask you about the debt-to-income. That is really exciting.
And, so, oh, by the way, recent credit events, and we can close in an LLC with these programs well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is an asset qualifier? What is it that we're trying to do here? Well, it's a program for high net worth borrowers to qualify solely off of their liquid assets, and you don't have to liquidate your assets.
Okay.
Why buy a house for cash and you've got $1 million in investments or $3 million in investments? Guess what? You don't have to liquidate those investments. Let those make 5, 6, 7, 8, 10% in the market. And guess what? We can use the asset and we can create on paper income.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So for people who maybe aren't even working anymore, but they've got money in their investments.
Yep.
So let's just say that's Ms. Shannon mm-hmm. and that she really wants to get a fourplex. That's mm-hmm. her goal.
Right. Yep.
And, but she's not working anymore. She's decided she's retired.
Yes.
And, but she's got like all this money in her investments. Which investments can she pull it from?
IRAs,
okay.
Stocks,
yes.
Bonds, annuities, whole life insurance policies.
Okay.
You could pull it out of checking and savings accounts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example of this borrower.
Okay.
The borrower makes $1,500 a month Social Security, is currently drawing $1,500 a month in a pension. And guess what? They're drawing $1,000 off of their 401ks or their IRA. So they got combined income $4,500. But hold one here. They want to buy a $700,000 home.
Okay.
Well, the mortgage payment on $700,000, good rule is $5 per thousand.
Mm-hmm.
Your mortgage payment's $3,500.
Okay.
We only have $4,500 to work with. Our debt to income ratios are at 80%. but our borrower has $1.5 million in the bank.
Okay.
And guess what? We take the $1.5 million times 70%, which is about $1 million. We then divide that by 360.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us an additional $3,600 a month income on top of her $45,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you now qualify for that $700,000 home.
So she doesn't have to take that out of her investment accounts up front.
No.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay. So down payment. Let's talk about if you were going to use this program, where do you, where does that come into the?
You're probably looking at 25 or 30% down.
Okay. Because they can pull that also out of the investment.
They can pull that out of the investment. We could do a bridge loan.
Explain that.
Oh, bridge loan. If let's say their house is worth $700,000, I'll pull $150,000 out of their current house that's free and clear. And we use that as the down payment. And by the way, that payment is then based on an interest only payment. So let's say 4% of $150,000, that's only like a $250 a month payment.
Okay.
That we add to the debt to income ratio. Now we take the money out of your current property. We buy your home with buy first, sell second.
Talk about that first piece though. We take the money out of your current home. Explain that process for those that may not be understanding how that works.
We basically do the mortgage paperwork. We go to a closing. We give you a line of credit of $150,000. You then go find your house, and guess what? When you find your house and you're going to write your earnest money, you can write a check off of the line of credit. And when you go to the closing for the house, you bring another check with you for the line of credit for the remaining 140 because you put 10 grand down. We got 150. And guess what? Now that line of credit then gets paid off after Mimi helps you sell the house 6 months down the road.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you're talking about a line of credit instead of a cash out refi.
Correct.
Okay.
The reason you don't want to do cash out refi is because the cost for a $150,000 loan is probably going to be about $5,000. I do the bridge loan, it's going to cost you $1,000. That's simple math there. I'm saving you $4,000 by going with the bridge loan. The bridge loan is temporary financing that's going to be replaced with the sale of the house and the payoff of the lien.
Okay, perfect. What is the deadline that someone has to pay back a bridge loan?
Bridge loans normally are 12 months.
12 months. Okay, so that is, all of this is very exciting news. And I don't think that, when we talk about puzzles in mortgage, this is exactly what we're talking about. These kinds of things that, you know, for someone who may be new, these are very exotic programs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm already thinking about you and how right. all of this plays into big goals.
Right.
Right.
You know, because I've been talking about, okay, I have my one rental property now. How can I be one of those investors that has additional properties that are like this? So it's one of those things I'm going, what are my options? How do I plan for them? Like you said, Phil.
What I'd like clients to know about Phil Olson, the Phil Olson team and Cross Country Mortgage is when you come to me, we don't have one box for you.
Right.
I have 100 boxes, all right? And just because we don't fit here doesn't mean we can't fit over here.
Gotcha.
Whereas other lenders, sorry to say, they're much smaller than we are. They don't have the capability.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the loan officer doesn't have 21 years of mortgage history background like I've got.
Right.
All right? And here's the other thing that they might not be getting, the passion.
Right.
The passion I bring to the table to help a client achieve their ultimate goal. And what it really just comes down to is it's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? Let me figure out what we can do, and I'll present you the options with the understanding. I'm not going to push anything on you.
Right.
I'm going to present you options of how we can structure this deal to make it work for you.
So, Phil, are there more details to the asset qualifier program?
Sure. This is for borrowers that are recently retired, inherited wealth, have irregular income streams.
Okay.
An example, how about a lawyer that has all this money, all right, in his bank account, but he only closes maybe one or two cases every year?
Okay. They're really big cases, but it might take a while.
They're big cases,
mm-hmm.
all right? Or we've got all these big cases coming down the road, okay? So that's a great thing. It's designed for borrowers who could pay for the home in cash.
Right.
But wants to stay liquid.
Gotcha.
this program does not require the borrower to liquidate their assets or set up a monthly distribution. Okay. So in other words, we don't have to go to the financial planner and have them start kicking money, which we could do. That's mm-hmm. one route. But for some people, they go, I don't want to do all that.
Right. It's that I'll figure out how to make the payment.
There's
don't
some people
restructure it.
There's
like
some
that.
People out there that would rather say, Phil, I'll pay a 0.5% or 1% higher interest rate
to not have
don't
to
put me through the grinder of providing all this documentation.
Ah, okay.
All right. And it makes life easier. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like people that will say, well, I don't want to sell until I have a buyer for my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's a way where the client's saying, I don't want to go through all the mess of all this paperwork.
Right.
I don't want to have to call my financial advisor and start getting distributions. No, here's what you do. You give me all your asset statements. I add it all up. I take 70% of that number. I divide it by 360 as long as you're over the age of 62.
Okay.
Now, guess what? What happens if you're below the age of 62? I got a great story. I got a client that's 30 years old, inherited buku bucks.
Yes.
Was only making $1,500 a month. I'm helping her with a construction loan. It's already in process of being built. It's $750,000. They completely tore down the house here on the east side of the metro,
mm-hmm.
and they're rebuilding a new house.
Right.
Wow. Well, I think that this is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Who else would this be a good fit for?
This is really fit for any borrower that has a lot of assets.
Okay.
That's the key of an asset qualifying program.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have more than $500,000 in some form of retirements or investment accounts. This is not the program for you.
Gotcha.
But this is for those that are sitting on a heck of a lot of money, but maybe they're pity pinchers.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question mm-hmm. or a thought rather. So I think this would be a really great program for parents who have students in college. And instead of paying, you know, rent, normal rent, they could use this program, buy their student house or a townhome or something like that, and let them live in it for less money and maybe just pull that money out of their investments while they're in college.
I would have to take a look at that, but I do believe it will fit for investors,
okay.
but I'm not 100%.
Fair enough.
But my gut instincts tell me it does.
But mm-hmm. would it really be a true investor if they have a family member living in the house?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Unless the family member is a disabled family member, it would be considered an investment property.
Okay. All right. We'll see. There you go. All right.
That's why we ask all these questions.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some more exotic loan programs, and we'd love to take your call. So.
Right. That number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Ms. Shannon. I want to remind you, if you got a no on a mortgage offer for the last year, Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage is willing to help you out. All you have to do is just get your paperwork together that said that you were denied, set up that free second opinion with Phil, and he will not only try and get you approved for the house anyway, give you that second opinion, he'll also give you a free $100 Visa gift card for coming in and getting that second opinion. Right, Phil?
You got it.
Ashley, we're going to run that through the end of 2021.
Exactly. Okay, Phil, so what's our next exotic program we're going to be talking about?
It's called our full doc program, full documentation program. All right. As we're fully aware, all loans have to be approved through either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And if they don't meet their specific guidelines, that loan would be denied. This program is designed as an outlet for conforming and prime jumbo loans that maybe have a unique situation to it and it doesn't fit. All right. This program is to help people qualify and allow us to help more borrowers purchase homes. It is an internal product. Yes, the interest rate is going to be higher. Is it 5 points higher? No. You're maybe looking at 0.5% to 1 full percentage point higher than what the conforming market is. But if your loan won't qualify by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you could go to 100 lenders. They're going to tell you the same thing. Here's an outlet for we can help you buy that specific home. So why does it exist? Well, how about for people that have had a foreclosure or a bankruptcy? There's specific timelines with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Ours are reduced.
Okay.
So meaning less time having a bankruptcy, less time having a foreclosure. All right. So instead of it maybe being 4 years or 7 years on a foreclosure with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I believe our program is only 2 years.
Wow.
Big difference.
Yeah.
And it's a conforming loan.
And bankruptcy?
Bankruptcy, the same thing.
2 years?
I would have to take a look. All okay. I know is they're reduced. How about departing a residence? This program will allow us to exclude the current payment on their home when qualifying. Oh, we're talking the buy first, sell second.
Right.
And for those that don't qualify because they don't have enough money, this program might allow them to be able to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about the following? Non-warrantable condos. We haven't talked about it a lot, but guess what? This program right here will allow us to finance a non-warrantable condo. And yes, you have to put more money down. Yes, the interest rate will be higher, but guess what? We'll help you get into your property.
Right. Okay. Oh, so I can't even tell you the number of times that people look at a non-warrantable condo.
What is it, Mimi?
It means that there's too high of a percentage of renters. And once that happens, then the financing changes. Phil, can you go a little deeper from the mortgage side of why they would deny that? If a building is more than 50% renters.
Well, let's think about it. We go into a housing market decline.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven. It is statistical. Once the housing market goes into a decline, those that own second homes and investment properties, if they are not making money, they bail.
Okay.
So let's say we have 100 units condo association that has a penetration level of over 50%. And imagine 25% of these landlords, these investors, they bail on your condo unit. How would that affect the association management books?
Well,
could be detrimental.
We, several years ago, looked at a condo to purchase and this very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Decided not to because the rental was too high. It
right.
was like more than 50%. It was ridiculous. Phil, so tell how that program would, why would that program, the Full Doc program, work for that specific case?
Because it's internal, we don't care that there's a penetration level of 50%, or we don't care that it's a non-warrantable condo.
Okay.
For a specific reason. Bottom line is, does the client have a lot of money to put down? Do they have good assets? All right. Do they have good credit? But just because the property doesn't fit, here we have a program where the property will fit.
Okay. And will that work for investors or not?
Will this work for investors? I would have to take a look at the guidelines.
Okay.
I believe it's more so for a primary residence.
Okay. So if you're like, this is the right building for me and I want to own it versus rent it, this is the kind of option that you would need to be able to buy it anyway.
Guess what? This would also be a great search for Mimi to go find those units that are non-warrantable condos.
Did you just give me work?
Yeah, you did.
But guess what?
That might be
a lot of buyers for you, Mimi.
Yes.
I can think of several different buildings just right off the top of my head.
You know, my girlfriend, who's the kind of person where she's like, you know, her son is, you know, moved out and flying and all the stuff. And I can see why she likes that condo lifestyle.
Well,
something very soothing about being up there in your own, you know,
right?
She loves that.
Well, think you know, if you're already renting in a building like that.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so many people like to just buy the unit that they're already living in.
That makes sense. Right.
Mm-hmm. Our Full Doc program also offers an interest only option.
Gotcha.
I'm not a big advocate of interest only, but guess what? For that right buyer that's only going to be living in the property for a short period of time, might be another way for them to get a lower monthly payment.
I am never, ever in my life going to support interest only.
Okay, why is that?
I'm not saying I'm an advocate either.
But no. Some people go, this is the option for me.
You know, that risk is not worth it, especially at interest rates that where they are today. To
right.
me, it just doesn't make sense.
Now, one other piece that I want to talk about this program. is this is for our big jumbo lenders or jumbo buyers all the way up to $3 million
okay.
where their loan will not qualify as a standard jumbo loan.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, jumbo loans, they're a manual underwrite.
Right.
The underwriter is going to look at everything with these programs, especially our green light program, mm-hmm. which is a program that if they qualify through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac through AUS, which is the underwriting system.
Yes.
We don't need to gather up all their documentation like a manual underwrite.
Okay. Gotcha. So what documents are you not having to do because they're going to use this program?
Let's just say the green light program, let's say they're self-employed. All right. We would only need 1 year's business returns, 1 year of it is their federal returns. Let me have 2 paycheck stubs and we're closing under our green light jumbo program.
Okay. Both of us are just popped out of our heads.
Absolutely stunned. All right.
Now, there's most no jumbo, way. I would tell you 70% of jumbo buyers are self-employed.
Yep.
70%.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many jumbo programs that are non-QM under our full doc program that don't require all the documentation that a lot of other lenders would require.
Right.
That being said, you're not getting your rate at 3.25. It's probably 3.625, 3.875. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You're not going to go through the rigmarole and then be told in the end, no, we won't do your loan.
Right.
Here, well, we get your loan closed.
And how long does this program take from the time somebody meets with you?
I would probably tell you if the client is on top of their game with documentation, I can get everything within 5 days. I can close in 40.
Wow. All right. So we know we have to wrap up. So, Phil, tell everybody how the best way is to contact you.
Best way to call me or reach me is always my cell, 651-238-6748. Or you can email me at phil@callphilolson.com.
And Mimi? You can always reach us at mnredhotrealestate.com.
Get this episode and previous episodes on our website, mytalk1071.com. Keyword, red hot.
Happy Turkey Day, folks.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.